The soggy and overcast weather Saturday afternoon did not keep enthusiastic anti-war protesters away from Seattle's Westlake Park. The rally's first speaker was Jane Cutter, coordinator of the Seattle Answer Coalition, which stands for Act Now to Stop War and End Racism. She says the U.S. intervention in Afghanistan started before 2001.
In 1979, the U.S. started funding the so-called Mujahideen, including forces that were led by Osama bin Laden, and they were fighting against a progressive government in Afghanistan, a government that promoted literacy and women's rights, and they were fighting it with our tax dollars. Today, the war is spreading to neighboring Pakistan with drone attacks, and the number of deaths, both among the U.S. military and among Afghan civilians, is on the rise. More U.S. soldiers have died in Afghanistan under the Obama administration than all the soldiers who died there during the Bush administration.
And Cutter has an alternative to the war budget.
We say take the money that is being spent on the colonial occupation in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Palestine, that is being spent on drone attacks and military aid to Pakistan, Yemen, Colombia, and all too many other countries. Take that money and we could feed the hungry. We could eliminate homelessness. We could create a real health care program and provide quality education from kindergarten to grad school and so much more.
Another speaker was Jerry Condon, who is president of Greater Seattle Chapter of Veterans for Peace, Local 92. Condon praised the soldier who recently provided documents on Iraq war crimes to WikiLeaks.
So when someone like Bradley Manning comes along, a GI who had the integrity and the courage to apparently leak this information, to leak this video, to let the rest of the world know what was going on in those wars, he deserves our support. If he's done what the Army has accused of him doing, he's a hero. He's the one that's being made the scapegoat. He's the one that's in the brig facing court-martial and possible 52 years in prison for telling the truth about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
The Reverend Rich Lang is pastor of the Trinity United Methodist Church in Seattle's Ballard neighborhood. He spoke about the current conditions in our country.
Times are tough, and things look really, really bleak. But it also looked bleak at the beginning of the 20th century when a skinny, nearly naked man led a movement that brought down the all-powerful British Empire in India. And it also looked bleak in segregated Alabama until a preacher led a movement that brought down the apartheid structures of this nation. It looked bleak when the almighty South African Empire crushed their own citizens, but the citizens eventually prevailed, led by a man who had been locked away for some 20 years. Today, we're here to announce, in the face of some contrary evidence, that the empire of money that has imprisoned us into a culture of permanent war, of government by bribe, of heartless cruelty to the poor, this empire of money that has shred the Declaration of Independence and made a mockery of our Constitution, this empire of money will not stand.
Mike Tavana is a member of the East Side Fellowship of Reconciliation in Bellevue. The group is an affiliate of a national organization that envisions worldwide peace, nonviolence, and justice. Tavana talked about the costs of war.
There's three principles engaged here: the cost of money, the cost of our humanity, and the cost of our lives. Now, the cost of money, it takes money to make money. And who's making the money? Boeing, Raytheon, Blackwater. It's time to bring the contractors home. Question of our humanity. When I saw a picture of a 10-year-old boy weeping in Afghanistan because he'd just become an orphan, my heart broke. That takes away a part of my and your humanity. As far as our lives go, the Navy is now about to test sonar, depleted uranium, weather weapons. That falls on us. We are the testing ground for the Navy's war weapons. We're paying for this war with our lives.
One protester in the march was Matthew Hayward. He is the Thurston County coordinator for the Campaign for Liberty and a supporter of Ron Paul for president.
Why are you here today?
I oppose the occupation of sovereign nations and our troop presence in all 130-plus countries that we're in around the world.
Someone mentioned the fact that there are 800 bases around the world. What is your position on those?
I think we should start closing them immediately.
What is your position on the military budget?
I think we should cut the military budget substantially, maybe 70-80%.
And what would you do with the funds from the military budget?
I would stop taxing people and putting the money that we don't have toward anything and reevaluate after we've tried to balance the budget.
Organizers of Saturday's rally were hopeful that by this time next year, the U.S. involvement in the Middle East would be winding down. But a lot depends on whether Congress is willing to blow the whistle on the war before it reaches its 10th anniversary. For KBCS, this is David Griffith.